Can you comment a little bit about your experience with everolimus, you know, often used with exemestane, efficacy, and also tolerability, particularly as it relates to mucositis?
Yeah, that's basically the main issue of everolimus. I think it's an excellent drug. Again, there is a lot of preclinical support. The clinical data in terms of efficacy are very convincing. What I think we are missing there is the safety, because the treatment is not entirely well tolerated. And I will tell you, this is a sort of white and black situation. You may have patients who are on everolimus, are doing extremely well also in terms of safety. They do not have side effects. And on the contrary, on the other side, you have patients who actually are almost obliged to stop the treatment every 10 days because of mucositis, because of pneumonia. You know, there are so many different problems that can arise with this drug. So in my opinion, this is definitely not a first-line treatment option. I consider personally everolimus in combination with endocrine therapy, if you want, as the last attempt of endocrine therapy before moving to chemotherapy. After everolimus, I think the next step is going to be chemo.
Do you use a corticosteroid mouthwash to prevent or treat mucositis?
Yeah, I think steroids are very helpful there. We have seen also data from studies, from clinical studies, suggesting that mouthwashing with steroids may help. And I do that on a regular basis. But nevertheless, despite the fact that you reduce a little bit the incidence and the severity of mucositis, still, this is a problem.
You mentioned the issue of pneumonitis. Could you talk about the spectrum of what you see with these patients? And if you have a patient who's having a good response to everolimus exemestane, and let's say they just have radiologic evidence of pneumonitis, first of all, how do you manage it? And will you restart it?
Yeah, you know, it's always a very complicated picture, this one, because most of the time the patient is not well, is symptomatic. You do the chest X-ray, you do the CT scan, and you see some interstitial pneumonitis. And that's, you know, it's something always very disturbing. The patient has symptoms, so I stop the treatment with everolimus at that point, and I start some steroids, sometimes also in combination with antibiotics. Normally, it takes about 1 week to recover a little bit, to improve. After 1 week of therapy with antibiotics and steroids, the patient feels much better. If there is clearly a good response to everolimus, I try to restart again the treatment. Sometimes I reduce the dose. I go from 10 to 5 milligrams a day. But I will tell you, by the way, when I start seeing these type of problems, I know that sooner or later we are going to stop the treatment because of safety reasons.